Why don't you let me cook for you? I was speechless for a second, surprised by the offer. Sure, I said. Why not? She smiled at me and handed me a slip of paper, her address. Tonight, she suggested. About 8? Yeah, perfect, I replied, taking the piece of paper. See you at 8. She gathered up her paperwork and walked towards the door, turning to offer me one last suggestive smile before leaving. The day dragged on, only minutes seeming to have passed every time I checked my watch. I finished about 6:30, as was usual, and went back to my room to change and shower. Luckily, her flat was within walking distance of the hospital, so I didn't need to worry about a taxi or taking my car. I stopped off at the off-license on the way to pick up a bottle of wine and was ringing her doorbell at 8:02, right on time. She opened it almost instantly, as though she had been waiting just on the other side of it for me to arrive. Hi, I said, handing her the 2 bottles of wine. I didn't know what we were eating, so I got red and white. Claire looked different out of her work uniform. You learn not to say with her clothes on, because it just leads to more rumours. She had styled her curly brown hair